Svarno Parshas Re'eh. So the Svarno starts off with a real bomb. It says, Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Bracha Uklola. So Svarno says what that means is, look here, don't make yourself Re'eh, see to it that you don't become mediocre. Isn't that interesting? Because it says, all Klal Yisrael has are two options, Bracha and Klola. Bracha means things are going amazingly well. Klola is what it sounds like, curse, things doing horrible. There's no neutral. It's extremes. Things are either always amazing, either amazing or terrible. No in between. So in your avoda, don't be mediocre, because it'll be either good or very good or very bad, so you have to be not mediocre. Okay, then we have a bunch of psukim in this week's parsha about eating blood, as we have had in another parsha. And the Sfarno there had said, at great length, and many other Rishonim say the same general idea, that eating blood was a big deal in Mitzrayim because it somehow connected you to Shadim. So it was very popular and people were very into it because when you did connect, you ate the blood and then you were able to connect to the shade and that would tell you the future and who doesn't want to know the future and people really wanted to do it. So there's a lot and it was, I guess, very common in Mitzrayim. Again, if you go to museums, you'll see that's a fact. In Mitzrayim, they were very into eating blood. So there's many psukim saying, do not eat blood, do not eat blood. Rak chazak vematz, do not eat blood. Anyway, that's the Sfarno. Many others' explanations because it connected you to shadim and bad things like that. But here's the interesting thing. The Pasuk says, it's in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Chafei. Lo soch lenu ki sas ha-yashar b'nei Hashem. Don't eat it because you'll do the yashar b'nei Hashem. So the Sfarno says that is the Chazal about if you find something disgusting, don't say you're not going to eat it because you find it disgusting. Say you're not going to eat it because Hashem said not to. And that's what it says, Lo soch lenu, ki sa se ha-yashar b'nei Hashem. Don't eat it because you do the yashar b'nei Hashem, not because you find it disgusting. You should always say, oh, I'd love to eat a cheeseburger, but I'm not going to eat it, not because I've decided it's disgusting. I'm not going to eat blood, not because I found it disgusting. It's because ki sa se ha-yashar b'nei Hashem, I do what's yashar b'nei Hashem and nothing else. Meaning that should be your motivation. Okay, then we have the Mesis, who tries to get you to worship Avodah Zarah. So it says, Lo Sovelo, do not turn to him. So like the Ramban says that means don't believe him in your heart. Don't agree to him in your heart. The Sfarno says, don't get into a debate with the guy. Don't be choker if Avodah Zarah is correct or not. Because if you do, it only comes from Chesron, his bone and his begodo lakal yisbarach. Having sveikus in Avodah Zarah comes from a lack of his boneness in the godless of Hashem. And if you have such a thing, you may come to listen to come and do what he says and worship Avodah Zarah. Therefore, don't be choker with him to know if Avodah Zarah is correct. Now, remember, we're talking about Avodah Zarah, so it's, you know, what he says makes perfect. Avodah Zarah means that you recognize that he's a Rabbono Shalom, but you think he's got a bunch of other people working under him that you can convince them to do what you want, and somehow outside of Hashem's jurisdiction. That's Avodah Zarah. So that makes sense what he says, if that comes from a lack of understanding of godless Hashem. Other things maybe would not fit as easily, but anyway, that's what he says, Lo Sovelo, because you'll come to believe it, because it comes from a lack of, if you think you need to find out, maybe he's right and talk to him about it, so then it comes from lack of his bonus and go to Hashem Yisbarach, and then you'll end up doing the Avodah Zarah. Okay. Then we have that the Yirei Nedachas, he wiped the whole city out, including the animals. So, what'd the animals do wrong? So the Sfarno says when these kind of things happen, it's a nekama for Hashem. It's nikmas Hashem, and of course the animals did nothing wrong, but when these kind of things happen, you wipe out the kids and the women and the animals, it's a nekama against someone who sinned against Hashem. Meaning the town sinned against Hashem, so they have to come and wipe everything out. Then we have the laws of Kashrus, and it says, Los Vashel Gadi B'Chalev Yimo. So this one just says what the Rambam in Morne Vuchim says, that this doing that, being Mevashel Gadi B'Chalev Yimo, was thought by the Goyim to be a way to increase your cattle. Don't do like the Umos. Just pointing that out, that's he quotes that. Okay, then we have Shemitah. Now, the Sfarno has a very interesting approach to this. So, the Shemitah's Ksafim means that if you have a loan, it gets canceled at the end of Shemitah. So, I'm going to stick in my understanding of this. One could have suggested, I obviously don't know if it's true, why is Shemitah's Ksafim connected to Shemitah? One could have argued, perhaps, I don't know, again, I don't know if it's true, that if you don't work the land during the seventh year, so you won't have crops, and therefore you may not have any money, and you may have to borrow, and then so the Torah gave it that you, the loans can't cancel because maybe there's a lot of borrowing going on that year for some people, and therefore the Torah cancels the loan. Maybe, who knows? Either way, borrowing money is never easy because people have to pay it back, and people usually do that when they don't have money, right? So this is how this Sforno understands this. It says, Efes ki lo yiyeh b'cha evyon. So I gave you this mitzvah at the end of the Shemitah to cancel the loan. However, if you're on the right level, again, because there's another pasuk that says there will be evyon, so if they're not on the right level, then they will need to borrow. But if they're on a high level, Efes ki lo yiyeh b'cha evyon, this whole thing will never happen. You'll never come to Shemitah's Ksafim because nobody's going to be borrowing money. Everybody will have enough money, nobody's going to be poor, and you won't come to this. Okay, then the Sforno talks about we have the holidays at the end. The parasha, so it says that Pesach has to be B'chodesh Aviv. So the Sforno says that the reason why that's important is because the Chodesh Aviv is when the Mazal Tleh, which is Mitzrayim's thing, is the strongest, and the moon was the weakest, and therefore it was showed the extra nakes. Okay, it also says when you eat matzah, it's considered Lechem Oni. So why are matzahs called Lechem Oni? They're called Lechem Oni because, says the Sforno, that's what they ate the whole time they're in Mitzrayim. Like we say in the Haggadah, right? It's the halach mani diachalu avasana ben Mitzrayim. We ate the poor man's bread in Mitzrayim. So the matzo is eaten the whole time they're in Egypt. Why? Because who has time to bake bread? You have this slave driver, literally, behind you, beating you up, saying, get back to work, or if you don't make enough bricks, you can get beaten up. No one has time to sit there waiting for the thing to rise. So they ate matzah in Mitzrayim because they had no time to wait for it to rise. However, we know also that we say that we left Mitzrayim with eating matzahs, like we say in the Haggadah, matzah zushan ochlim ashalma, because we didn't have enough time to make the matzahs because we were getting out of there so fast. So the Sforno says that those are connected. Because we had to eat constantly our food, b'chipazon, so Hashem made it that we left b'chipazon. We left so fast, like, you know, for the good. Like, we had to get out of there to good so fast that we couldn't wait around for our matzahs to bake. Then in Perek Tetzayim, Pasuk Yud Beis, where the Sforno understands it's talking about the mitzvah of Peah, like in a Peah, that pasuk going on that, so it says, V'zachar to Ki'evet Agisa, you should remember that you were an Eved in Mitzrayim. So when you leave over Matnos Aniyim, don't feel bad, because you remember that you used to be an Eved in Mitzrayim, and you had nothing. And therefore, whatever you give, don't feel bad about. And at the end, when we say when you give, when you bring, when you come on the holidays and you bring karbanos, ish kemat nas yado, kivirkas Hashem lekach Hashem asalach, he just points out that we do not believe that you should give away all your money. Ish kemat nas yado means don't give away too much. You give the what fits you. Like he says, you're not supposed to spend more than a fifth on any mitzvah. So that's what I mean. Ish kemat nas yado, you give the fee what your income is, and not just giving it all away.